You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hakamadi ANC, and we are covering WWE Monday Night Raw from March 18th, 2024, live in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we start out this edition of Raw with Jay Uso coming out to start the show. Jay says, "I know the bloodline is in the building. Big brother Jimmy, where you at?" Jimmy, Uso, and Solo Sikoa then come out through the crowd and into the ring. Jay says, "You know me and you always get into it, but this feels different. Regardless of everything, I miss you. I won't talk to you, see you, just come back to me." Jimmy says, "I never left. I protected you. It was your idea to leave and I protected you. Little brother becomes the top guy in tag team champion without me. And then you thank Cody Rhodes. You forgot about me. Listen loud and clear. The biggest moment of your career is because of me." Jay says, "My biggest moment of my career is going to be my dream match, me versus you, when I knock the yeet out of your ass." That's when Jay punches Jimmy and hits Solo. Jimmy hits a super kick. And then Cody Rhodes makes a save for Solo and then nails a Cody cutter to Solo. So Cody Rhodes helping Jay Uso. Just more ways for us to get prepared for the Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso match at WrestleMania. We now have our qualifying match. The winners will go to WrestleMania to face off in the ladder match for the tag titles. DIY defeat the Creed brothers after a decent victory there. Good match. I'm surprised the Creed's didn't get the win, but DIY have been in there for longer, so I can see why they weren't there. We then see Judgment Day backstage. Andrade speaks with them. They tell Andrade that Ricochet made a fool out of Judgment Day, so Dominic will make things right. We then see Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell defeat Caden Carter and Katana Chance after Candice attacks Caden's leg and locks in the walls of Jericho, and Candice's heel turn is almost there. I like seeing her as a heel rather than a face, so some good stuff from Candice LeRae there. Next, Cody Rhodes comes out. Cody says, "In less than 3 weeks' time, I will challenge again against the greatest champion of all sports, Roman Reigns. This Friday, Roman Reigns and I are going to have a conversation, but there are elements. The Rock. Rock took to Instagram, entertained a Rock concert, and The Rock referred to himself as our favorite heel. He's the bad guy. Guys like Bobby Heenan, Michael Hayes, Ric Flair, they were heels. Rock, I don't think you're a heel. I think you're an asshole. I don't get upset, Rock. There's no crying in wrestling. This is good PR for you, Rock, until it wasn't. TKR, yes, people, and won't tell you how it is. Rock, you're a lot of things. I got shoes with your logo on them. You are a Mount Rushmore wrestler. You're a whiny bitch as well. Don't think that this locker room needs you. I know your mom. She is a wonderful lady. I have respect for her. You were talking about whipping me, and my mom would cower in fear. My mom ain't scared of nothing, and she ain't afraid of you. You should respect Seth Rollins because he helps build your company. I don't know if it will be the bloodline rules or not, but Dwayne, what do you know? You haven't been in the ring in years, and April 6th, when the bell rings, will you have little dick syndrome? You have reference to yourself as the final boss. Perhaps you are. At WrestleMania, you're just Roman's sidekick." Paul Heyman then comes out. Paul says, "I wanted to come out here and share with you our ideals, that some of our ideas are the same. I'm here to offer you an apology. I should not have come out New York with New York City policemen. For that, I humbly apologize." Cody says, "I didn't ask for one. You're a Hall of Famer. If you want to step in the ring with me, be my guest." Paul gets in. He says, "I'm fine. I carry with me a message from the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. You can think of me negatively, and it's understanding, obviously. Roman Reigns is the tribal chief of his word. This Friday, Roman will go face-to-face with you, and when that happens, there will not be a single member of the bloodline in sight, except me. You have Roman's word. If you show up, Roman will show up alone." Cody says, "Deal." Paul says, "I forgot one point. If Roman shows up alone, Cody Rhodes, you show up alone too." And then Cody says, "Deal." And Cody shakes Paul's hand. So with that, I don't believe Paul Heyman that Roman is going to show up alone, but we'll have to wait till Friday to find out. Passionate promo from Cody to Roman Reigns, referencing his mom, having to fight him again. A lot of good stuff here from Cody Rhodes. Next, we have Ricochet versus Dominic Mysterio with JD McDonagh in Dominic's corner. Backstage, Jey Uso tells Cody Rhodes not to go to SmackDown alone, and if he needs him, he's got him. Ricochet defeats Dominic Mysterio after a 450 splash, after Ricochet flips off JD McDonagh's back and leaves, embarrassing Judgment Day again here on Raw. Sami Zayn talks to Chad Gable backstage. Chad says that this opportunity meant more to Chad than it did to Sammy. Sammy tells him it's unfair. He had his family and people on his back at Elimination Chamber, and he didn't get to beat Roman. Chad says, I know all of that, but you can't beat Gunther like this. So Chad Gable warning Sami Zayn against Gunther. Now we have Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Champion Gunther, doing their contract signing. Sami Zayn says, a lot of people didn't believe me. One year later at WrestleMania, I will make history and end the longest Intercontinental title reign of all time. Gunther says, you should listen to Chad Gable. These people love you, but they don't believe you can beat me. You don't believe you can beat me. You're on my doorstep begging for a shot at WrestleMania. Your dreams will meet reality. Sami says, you look and you don't think I believe. Look again. Get a good long look because you're looking at the man that will take down your title reign at WrestleMania. I don't think Sami is going to beat Gunther, but it feels like this is going to be the match, Gunther and Sami, but Gunther will probably get the victory. Next, Awesome Truth qualified for the ladder match at WrestleMania, defeating Indus Sheer. Chad Gable then tells Sami Zayn backstage that he needs to change his mindset if he wants to beat Gunther at WrestleMania. Next up, Drew McIntyre comes out, but he's interrupted by world champion Seth Rollins. Seth says, I'm sorry, I didn't even see you there. Drew says, here we go. Seth says, I don't like you, but I came out here to admit that the one thing you were absolutely correct about. They always say the first step on the road to recovery is the hardest. My name is Seth Rollins, and I'm a spotlight junkie. Drew says, everything is a joke to you. You're becoming a parody of yourself. I only care about the world title. The punchline will be when I beat you for it. Seth says, that isn't a joke to me. I've been doing this 20 years just like you. Coming out of the curtain is my fix. I want the spotlight as bright as it can be. Night one of WrestleMania, I take the biggest star and side chick and make them my bitches. Night two is the biggest spotlight will be on us. Drew says, you had me all the way until the finish. You made this the workhorse title. Why do you got the spotlight by beating The Rock? Your priorities are wrong. All I care about is making sure you get to WrestleMania because I will get the moment I know. Seth says, you want to call me a spotlight junkie? You want it too. You won the WrestleMania event in 2020 in an empty warehouse. You whine that you deserve more. The truth is, when the lights came back, you fumbled. At WrestleMania 40, the lights will be brighter than ever, and you will find out you're not as good as you think you are. So good promo there from Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre again. Next, the New Day then qualified for the ladder match at WrestleMania, defeating Otis and Akira Tozawa. And we've made it to our main event, the last woman standing match, Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax. Becky gets the win after Becky lands a manhandle slam through a table. And then Becky jumps off a ladder with a leg drop through a table onto Nia Jax, and Nia cannot get the 10 count. After Becky wins, World Champion Rhea Ripley comes out and stares down Becky Lynch. And all in all, that was it for this episode of Raw. We're on the road to WrestleMania. We've got our next episode of SmackDown to cover and our latest episode of Raw as well. With that, make sure you check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, like, and hit the notification bell to stay notified when new content is created. Also, make sure you give us a like and leave a comment. What was your favorite moment from this episode of Raw? Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.